Blog Talk Radio.
America
and those who do not. It is clearly defined in those terms. It is we the people versus the statist elite. Period. It's us versus the government. But the government, the elitists, the globalists, keep us fighting and put on this kabuki theater and give us the illusion of free and fair elections so that we fight with each other as Democrats and Republicans, and we do not fight them. Why? Because if they can keep us fighting with each other, we don't turn on them, because the numbers would be too great for them to deal with. Now, let's get rolling, because rolling is what we do. It is our path to greatness. Now, the end of the year, or is it the beginning of a new one? Is the glass half empty or half full? The glass is twice as big as it needs to be, and it is both the end and a new beginning. America is at a crossroads. We have a Marxist president who has built a shadow government with czars and advisors who chooses each day to ignore the Constitution and the law of the land, our rights, our natural rights, our God-given rights, no longer matter and are being trampled each day. As we enter 2016, we must decide between being Americans or global citizens. We cannot be both. The failures of President Obama are numerous and well documented, so there is no need to go over them again. Mullah Obama has committed treason, sedition, high crimes, and misdemeanors in his role as President of the United States of America. And it is imperative that the 113th Congress of these United States impeach him for his actions, and then he be put on trial for sedition and treason. Americans must decide which course of action they will take regarding the government's trampling of our natural rights. Congress has allowed the judiciary branch of government to prohibit the free exercise of religion. One merely has to look at the war on Christmas for that. Free speech is a thing of the past. A man was fined $500 for swearing in public. No, seriously. The article will appear on Rebooting Liberty's website shortly, with a link to what transpired, including a video. The man on a bus said the word fuck, and he was cited, and a judge fined him $500 for using free speech. Now, anybody who remembers Lenny Bruce will remember that Dirty Lenny was arrested numerous times so that we could all speak freely. And Dirty Lenny said so brilliantly, without the word fuck, you can't say fuck the government. And every time he said that, he would get carted off to jail during his act. But he won us free speech with his willingness to fight the government. If you protest the government, you are labeled racist, and the chilling effect that has had on free speech is frightening. We peacefully assemble, but Congress refuses to hear or our redress of grievances. These are all natural rights, and the First Amendment clearly states Congress will not infringe upon them. They have, repeatedly. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed upon. They are infringed upon all the time. You cannot carry a gun in a variety of areas, many of which make you a victim waiting to happen. The government does not care. The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution has been discarded, and it, like other rights, is a natural right, a God-given right that no man can discard. It reads, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath, or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, go outside and look up. Cameras are everywhere searching you. As you drive around your community, cameras are everywhere searching you unreasonably. Our government is using drones to spy on you, as well as satellites, with no warrant and no probable cause. Think I'm insane? Go to YouTube and look Hagel's testimony. You can watch Chuck Hagel testify before Congress about mosquito-sized drones being caught in people's garages as they spy on people. And the people happen to have closed the garage door, and the mosquito-sized drone got caught in the garage with them. You're not free. Go to the airport, and you must submit to a search. If you choose not to, and you get out of line from the TSA search and want to leave, which you're free to do, you will be arrested, and you'll be fined up to $11,000. Yes, in my new article, America at a Crossroads, that will appear in Rebooting Liberty's website shortly, that will be present and linked to, and you can read it. Legit and true. You are free to get out of line at the airport and not be searched going through the TSA checkpoint. That is your right, because you have a right to not voluntarily submit to be searched. But you're exercising your right to not be searched. We'll get you arrested, taken to jail, and fined $11,000. Flying is voluntary. If you decide to opt out of flying, you're punished. We are no longer a free people. You have the natural, God-given rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I submit to you that these are a thing of the past. While you were watching Dancing with the Stars, the government was dancing your rights right out the door. Your right to life exists only if you are already born, not alive within your mother, for she can choose to murder you right up until delivery. In fact, she may decide to have your ass ripped apart during the last trimester. Once you're born, your life is again at risk, this time under the auspices of Obamacare and the end-of-life counseling each person shall receive. Say you were born a little dee-dee-dee and you aren't going to be a productive member of society. Well, under Obamacare, they may decide that you just need to be culled from the herd. Bummer. Mandatory healthcare system that's built and designed to deny care to certain people based upon age, health status, and productivity in society and of itself takes control of your life, your natural right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness just went tits up. You do not have the right to liberty any longer. Camera surveillance, drone surveillance, being able to have a tracking device installed on your car, even if it's in your driveway, and having your garbage checked by the trash collectors, eliminate your ability to be secure in your person, your home, and your papers. You are no longer free. And you dummies that sign up for Progressive Insurance, think of the name. The company's name is Progressive. And you voluntarily sign up to give them money. Dumb, 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 dumb. And when you give them money, they give you a device to plug into your car that tells them how you drive. Do you drive too fast? Do you drive too fast for the speed limit? Do you accelerate too fast? Do you brake too hard? Do you corner too fast? Do you stop short? Do you run red lights? All of this information based upon GPS transmissions and red light camera signaling will rat you out to the insurance company. Yes. And you invite Big Brother into your car and you pay for the privilege to have Big Brother in your car. But you liberals whine about having Big Brother in your bedroom. But you want Obamacare to pay for your birth control. You want big government, but you don't want them in your bedroom, but you want them in your car. What the hell is wrong with you people? Do you have brain damage? Seriously. I can't understand this thinking. And realize, we are talking about a government that is after you and me. It is not right versus left. It is us versus the government, God damn it. We need to get together and stand up to these tyrants or our ass is grass and the elites are going to be the frickin' lawnmower. Under the Obama regime, we have lost control of our life. Let us not forget the food bill that they passed, dictating what we can put into our bodies. We no longer have any liberty. And the pursuit of happiness, well, with 10% unemployment being the real number, tightened credit regulations, and government interference in banking, finance, and now the internet, the pursuit of happiness is a thing of the past, which brings us back to where we started. What are you? Is the glass half full and everything will work out just fine? Or is the glass half empty and we're doomed to no longer be free? Or do you want the government to quit playing games with you and let you get your own damn glass? I'm one of those guys that wants to get my own damn glass. The left brings us tyranny wrapped in a banner of gentle, kind, loving mother, looking out only for us. The left is a mother, all right. Oh, a real mother. Get your hands off my liberty, or I shall rise up and take from you my freedom. And in so doing, I shall become the tyrant, if only long enough to be free. The right brings us tyranny, wrapped in a banner of patriotism. We must limit your freedoms, they say, so that we can protect you from those that would hurt you. Get your hands off my liberty, or I shall rise up and take from you my freedom. And in so doing, I shall become the tyrant, if only long enough to be free. Congress, President B. Hussein Obama, and those that seek to erode the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and our God-given liberties, heed this as a warning. A line in the sand, not that candy-ass line in the sand that Obama keeps drawing, but a real line in the sand, if you will. You have pushed farther and faster in 7 years than you have in my entire life. During this time, you have awakened the spirit of liberty, the fire that burns in us all, the fire of destiny. And I would like to thank you. Our great nation is no longer asleep, unaware of what you do. We know, we watch, and we will no longer tolerate your actions. The Constitution affords us the right to peacefully assemble, and we shall. The Constitution affords us the ability to have our grievances heard by Congress. But the requests, both private and public, have fallen upon deaf ears. And SCOTUS says that Congress is not obligated to hear our petitions. And in my new article, America at a Crossroads, soon to be published, it rebooting liberty, you will find a link to that SCOTUS decision saying basically that the First Amendment says that that we have the right to petition Congress for redress of grievances, but the Constitution did not say that Congress had to hear it, so they don't. Now, with that logic, one could say that inmates on death row have the right to file appeals, but since it wasn't written into the Constitution that those appeals had to be heard, we could just wipe our asses with them and go, kill them. But the Supreme Court didn't say that with inmates on death row. But with free people in America, they'd say Congress doesn't have to listen to our petitions for redress of grievance. Of course, that happened during the Clinton administration when he had appointed liberal Supreme Court justices. So keep that in mind when you're voting from the rooftops. I say no more of this kabuki theater voting. Remember, if social media worked, we wouldn't be allowed to do it. If voting changed anything, we would not be allowed to do it. There's a reason were not allowed to petition Congress to redress a grievance and have them respond. It works. There's a reason we're not allowed to have revolutions. They work. There's a reason we're not allowed to build gallows in front of Congress. A well-hung Congress works. So I say no more. Our grievances will be addressed, or the Congress will not stand, for it will have lost its constitutional authority by failing to abide by the founding document. A peaceful assembly can accomplish these things, and should the government choose at that time to act in a violent or tyrannical manner, like they did in Oregon recently, setting up a trap, calling out the people, blocking off a 60-mile stretch of road, and then using sniper teams to shoot the target in what they call the T, right in the center of the face, to put them down, and filling the vehicle with over 120 rounds after that to scare the crap out of the remaining people. Well, if they choose to act in a violent or tyrannical manner, then the will of the people will be heard, and the tyranny of the free shall lift our great nation from its bonds and restore it to its people and their God-given rights, their natural rights. We shall restore our Christian nation to its rightful place as that shining beacon upon the hill for all of those yearning to be free, to see and to know that by accepting their natural rights, they too can throw off the chains that bind them. We are free not because the government says we are free. We are free because we have it within ourselves to be free. Do you understand? If you don't, follow along shortly, my brothers.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Now, my brothers and sisters, this is the General Bill General Gonzo S. Patton Turner. And I'm calling you to action. It's time. Come with me if you want to be free. We need to stand united, shoulder to shoulder. Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Green Party, it doesn't matter. It is no longer right versus left. It is us versus the government. It is a one-party system, and it's time for us to decide amongst ourselves to put an end to the bullshit, the kabuki theater. They allow us to vote solely because it makes us feel like we're doing something. And I'm tired of mental masturbation. God bless you. God bless America. Bang a gong. Let's get it on.
All right, then. Here we go, all right? It's the American Honky Tonk Bar! Yeah! conversation calls for a little more than a coffee pot. If you mean to pour your heart out, try to rectify some situation that you're facing.